A documentary debuting this fall will attempt to show how the high rate of missing and murdered Indigenous women is impacting tribes, families, and communities in Montana. As MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports, the film is aimed at calling policymakers to action.
The documentary crew has been filming on 4 reservations throughout Montana and expects to add more. The film is funded by the Blackfeet Nation. Tribal Business Council Chairman Timothy Davis says the documentary will advocate for more federal resources and collaboration between tribal, state, and federal law enforcement.
You know, evidence found, how are we pursuing this? We're getting close. Do we have any leads? That type of stuff. And just not being in the dark, we wanted to be out front.
The tribe asked the Global Indigenous Council to create the documentary. Tom Rogers is the acting president of the Social Justice Advocacy Group for Natives in the U.S. and Canada. Rogers says the short film will specifically cover the lack of financial resources that comes with legislation regarding missing and murdered Indigenous women and underlying issues like poverty and drug addiction.
They'll show it to different senators, different congresspeople, different officials in a public policy environment. And once again, that'll stimulate them to action. We don't want to hear any more words. Words are empty. And that's what we're focusing on, is a call to action.
Rogers says legislation passed in Montana earlier this year does address some issues, but says it isn't nearly enough. He hopes the film will help similar legislation in the U.S. Congress gain traction. The tribe is scheduled to premiere the film at the National Museum of the American Indian in November during a 2-day festival highlighting the Blackfeet Nation. The tribe is also planning what is being called the first Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women Tribunal in the U.S. in October. Members of Congress, 2020 Democratic presidential candidates, and the Trump administration are invited to make remarks about actions being taken at the federal level. According to testimony given to state lawmakers last year, Native American women make up 30% of missing persons in Montana. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio.